Okay, so 73, at the same time, I was at Wat Pling, I was probably already at Wat Pirani Vey, and I got to visit Achan Cha. So if anybody, how many people have read the book Venerable Father by the Four Warapanyo? Okay, now Paul Breiter. So there I am, I visited in 1973, my host was the author, whose Warapanyo then took care of me. Just to visit, I was a lay person, stayed for a little bit less than a week. I stayed in the kuti of Anando, Anachan Anando, who was a novice then. And actually, his kuti was on these stilts, and I stayed down below where all the stinging, you know, ants are. And he got stung by a scorpion, I remember. Probably from serving in the Vietnam Wars. That's what he thought at the time. But anyway, so then I meet Achan Cha. He had been away at a branch monastery. So all these Western monks, there must have been 15 to 20 Western monks, and this is 73. And so he comes back at night, and all these Western monks are asking all these questions, and Warapanyo's kind of translating for me what the questions were. And so they're really excited to see Achan Cha. But then he keeps us up like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And if you read Venerable Father, sometimes he'd keep him up all night. And it was just this very, very imposing, very strict, very straightforward, and very challenging. And so, I really, you know, I had the good fortune of meeting him, but I was actually planning, my whole plan was to become a monk in the Dhammayut order, and then study with Achan Mahabua. Sorry. Okay. Okay. But then I came back to America. I, after being a novice, I found out about Master Hua, and I felt that he was my teacher.